Well, good morning and welcome to Providence Presbyterian Church. And we welcome all who are here and especially visitors. If you wouldn't take the welcome pad, the center aisle, the brown pads on the center aisle, and make sure you name any pertinent information if you are new and would like to be added to our Providence public list that comes out once a week. Or to send a newsletter, put your email down, and we will send that to you. Pastor Casius, as you can see, is not here this week. She's on vacation. Pastor Medhat will be on vacation next family to Rowling today, bringing his family to Rhode Island. We're looking forward to that. Next Sunday is Pentecost. Pastor Sidious will be back. Because red is Pentecost, we have to set, if you can, to wear red. Celebrate that. This Saturday at 9 a.m. is the work day. Ed, do you want to say anything about that?
This next Saturday, 9 a.m., you're welcome to come out for the annual Spring Paint Church Workday. We're going to scrape and paint the white window frames, or we're going to clean the dinosaur out in the playground. We're yard work. We're going to do some yard work, and we're going to eat from all the donuts that Bob Manic can bring from Connecticut. 9 a.m., welcome. No prior experience necessary. You're all welcome. Come on in.
Are there any other announcements?
This is the last time, I promise. We have 99 surveys in. And we would get one more person. We have 100. It's a nice, even number. So if you have not filled it out, midnight, it is not too late. You have until midnight tonight to fill out your survey. If we go over 100, that's okay. And then just my last plug for the survey, and you will never hear about it ever again. Hopefully. All right, thank you.
Jenny has
something. This is the last time you'll hear from me, too, at least on this note. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. If you would still like to buy a Mother's Day card, please benefit to the Women Healthy Families. Supporting health education and prenatal women care for women and children in Africa. Come see me during coffee hour, and you can buy a Mother's Day card for a $10 donation from me.
Oh, Sally, I'm sorry.
Now, this is the last time you will hear from me. I feel I'm just very anti-war and anti-war who I am because I'm anti-violence and that I came across this article. This show starts. That Mother's Day was started by a woman in 1870, right after it was Civil War, and it was to honor mothers. She said one of the things that she said was, we'll start Mother's Day because as mothers, we do not want our husbands and sons and daughters, to go to war and be harmed by that experience. Her child also said that she did not want her child to go out and kill a mother's child. And so other justice understand that, Mother's Day was started as a war protest by mothers.
Let us worship God. He may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him when he is near. And the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous to their thoughts. may have let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them abundantly, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Please join me in standing.
Let us now join in prayers of confession, first in a time of silence, and then together using prayer in the bulletin. Let us pray. Let us pray together, saying, we confess to you, Lord, what people we are. We are not the people we like, we are afraid to think we are. Even we are afraid to admit even to ourselves what lies at the depths of our souls. We do not want to hide our true selves from you. We believe that you know us as we are, help, and yet you still leave us. Teach us not to shrink us from self-knowledge, but you teach us to respect ourselves for your sake. Give us the courage to put our trust in your guiding power. Raise us out of the paralysis of guilt and fear. Take us into the freedom and energy of forgiven people. And for those who no longer have it, find forgiving us hard to extract. We ask that you would bring their bondage and set them free. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Ours is by God, who is able by the power of a great and gracious love to strengthen us in our struggles, to exhilarate spirits that are exhausted, and to foster faith and fellowship. I want to welcome us back when our wanderings have been wayward. Gratitude for God's forgiveness and gratitude for God's forgiveness. God's sure love and abiding concern. Once again, we offer our thanks and our praise. Amen.
concern notes our time and share our joy and concern among each other and in front of God.
I just like prayers for Bangladesh, the victims of the Bangladesh fires, and the count keeps rising. It's over 1,000 next. And it's kind of proposing what we do with our clothes and what we wear. And it's very difficult to find things made in the United States. And the clothes I have on today were made in India, but it's a women's collective where they get a supportive wage for making clothing, doing all the nice embroidery and everything. So, I don't know if Anna has any comments to make, but I kind of, I'd like to know what it is all supposed to do or how we could help to shut out of this sweatshop business that's, flourishing, and we're buying the clothes.
Can do more. Start with a prayer. So can do more. So that's the first step.
I would like to wish all of the mothers in other congregation today, happy Mother's Day, and I'm very thankful to have my mother, Marburger, here, and just prayers for her. We have a good visit and her safe return to Pennsylvania at the end of the week.
I would like to pray for my father because we applied for him last month. I know it takes a long time, the process, but there is miracle in God always. So surely it's my because I miss him and for sure my mom more than me.
Jim, I'd just like to continue prayers for my brother Jim. He's down in Pennsylvania. He's up and down, but I know he's making continued progress so slowly. Thank you.
Just a thing. I follow up on the clothing group. If you're on Facebook, I think you can join a group called My Fashion College Roommate, and I started. There's ethical fashion, and there's some lists or resources of companies do for fairly fair trade or ethical business. I know. More if you stay, want to know more. Also, this on Mother's Day that I often talk about, a difficult day that year for a lot of people, and I want you to friend, especially this who are for. My best friend Christina miscarried this week, so it's a really tough Mother's Day for her.
Second round. Lee Vanderbond has been in the hospital this week. I guess he's come from the hospital. I don't have an update. I don't know if Monica wants to say anything or not. But prayers for Lee and continue for recovery too. And so we thank Monica for coming in to teach Sunday school today.
I just wanted to. Chris got an email last night that I wanted to hear with you. We from Dave Watermolter, who's the pastor, and son Mateo died last night. So. For them, obviously, it's very sad time for them. Obviously, he's been struggling for 6 months. This prayer, and so I want to send a special prayer to them.
Like for a friend, I would like prayers for a friend, Ron, sir, who is going through chemotherapy for cancer and for medical. I would also like prayers for a medical student, Brendan, who is on a short-term missions trip right now and is closed to success country work. And so just prayers for good work for the team that he's a part of and for God's protection. Thanks.
My birthday was yesterday.
I tell God, tell you, before through him I stand up here today, nobody power, thank you, only power. I tell him, thank you, give me to see my another mother day, let him give me more mother day. I tell God, thank you for my children, for they take care of me. I tell God, thank you for my messy children. Father, sir, brothers, brother, everybody. Tell God, thank you for the church, for the pastor, through your prayer. God, I pray for you. Let God give you the Holy Spirit to be your pray for America. God, because it's brother watch. Children, is brother. What? Brother care to sister. Bye-bye. That's what God said in the Bible. Say, we can care one another. God is coming soon. Your prayer. God, let God change the human being in that. The God I talk about already, the God of animal. The God is not in my God. All they hear us, there's one person. Why? Every time they cry. Let's go to God for the face. There's something here. So nobody put God in face. That's what God said. One, it's too much. Let me pray for one another. Jesus is coming soon. To ask everybody a question. Everybody can ask a question before going in bed. You are good to go. The real is the devil. For the Jesus, stand there, brother. God is coming soon. And it's for air. For children. You can't kind of do something. It could be a what? It could be the storm.
Is to pray for the between the car bombs and between Turkey and Syria, where I think at least 50 people were killed in a refugee camp for the Syrians inside Turkey. To add to what Andrew said about the bad news, we just heard about our former pastor Dave, and he lost his child. We are praying for him. We are praying also for his new congregation, his wife, the care and the love that we did when he was here. So pray for really hope to let his congregation step forward and hopefully they are doing best there. So let's pray for them and hoping and caring for each other in this very hard time. Amen.
Let us pray. come before you in that prayer, O God, going to us. It is you who comes to us again and again. And all in our ways, mind you not. We open our hearts and minds to you now in this time of prayer. We gather this joys and sorrows. We gather here and stay with the joys and sorrows of our other lives. That are part of struggles and elations that are part of who we are in these days. We come now as a community of faith, and we come now as a community of faith, only our own burdens, shouldering not only our own joys and concerns, but sharing the joys and concerns of each other in this place. And again, we know that you not only join us in here, but also enlarge our compassions by your presence among us. Your spirit, O God, stir us by your spirit as we pray for others and for ourselves. We pray for those who suffer so much. We pray this day for those who suffer so much in body and in mind and in spirit. For those who are in pain, the future may, those who are anxious for what the future may hold as they seek treatment and healing. We raise him before you, Julie's brother Jim. We pray for Ron. We pray for the many who continue all in recovery of all sorts. And we pray also for those whom we have not, and we pray also for those whom we have not named with helps, concerns, and whom their issues of their lives, but we know you know, O God, that you will uphold and sustain them. We pray for the Watermore family, the distinct, and the death of their son. Strength and faith, we pray for strength and their family and comfort of both family and there for the support that they will receive from their new congregation. It is our concern and love continues for them. We pray also for those who bring healing and care, medical people, for counselors, for family and friends to sustain them as they go through the dark valleys of suffering and pain. We pray on this day with thanksgiving for mothers who have given us and nurtured our life, that are joyful and sad, thoughts that are joyful and sad, grateful, some feelings that are grateful and sometimes conflicted. And we lift up their lives and our lives with them. Grace to all our wonders of your mercy and grace in our life. With special concern, we pray for some for safe travel, for their issues regarding their life here and their life in other countries, for those who suffer from loss of children. Christina, we pray for those friend Christina. We pray for our church. We pray for ourselves as a church, as we strive to be faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for your grace. Especially do we pray for your guidance and grace in this time of self-study and of envisioning and planning for the future. We pray that you will shed your light now to all of the discussions that are beginning now, and that you will lead us into a creative and energetic way of ministry and service that in all the days and years that are to come for us in this congregation. Bless our pastors. Bless our pastors, we pray. It's a week ahead for Pastor Rob Medhai as he brings his family to Providence. And for Pastor Chris and her family as she moves into a time of sabbatical. We pray for all of our students in these days of study and finals, for those who are the graduate all grade levels, for those at all grade levels who will soon be winding up at their school year. This week, every week, let this week and every week those who teach. Parents and bless parents who all the time are striving to keep things together so that children may learn and grow. We pray for those who struggle to find jobs of work and those who struggle with issues of work in their places of work. We pray for Kathy's friend in the challenging places of his work. We pray for those who have birthdays. We pray in her and join in the prayers, Beatrice, in her thanksgiving and in her strong faith. We pray, oh God, we pray, dear God, for all those who reach out to a wide community in all your places. We volunteer, sir, our energies and our concerns as individuals and as neighbors, as well as in the outreach ministries of this congregation. Grant us patience, steadfastness in caring, not grow compassion that does not grow weary, and hopefulness that stays strong. At the same time, we know the world is often a dangerous place. It's terrible. We pray for peace in the face of terrible acts of war and calls to be protected. We pray for effective ways to curb abuse and violence. We pray for more care among us for those who are the most vulnerable and most often forgotten. We pray for victims of the Bangladesh fires and for our struggle for finding ways to deal with justice, especially in the clothing that we wear. We pray for our president and for all those we cover for our president and for all those who govern and lead be found, that peace and justice may be found and achieved among us in this city and state and world and as a nation and a world. Hear, O God, hear all our prayers, those we've spoken aloud, those we've asked for, and those which are still murmurings in our hearts and minds, but all well known to you. We pray in confidence, in faith, and trust in you. And now we pray together in the way that Jesus taught, saying, Our Father, thine who art in heaven, thy kingdom, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, on earth as thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we not give the debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for children to come forward and for Mel to come forward too.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Well, I have been feeling good today. I have some really cool surprises in my little basket, but I'm going to save them to the end. But the first thing I want to ask, how many of you are sisters and brothers?
Whoa.
Tell me just to shout out some of their names. Tell me a sister and brother's name. Tell me a name. Sister or brother's name? Name them all.
Oh, I love those names.
Alex and Phyllis. Colin. Kenny and Colin. Did I get everybody? Did I miss anybody? Right there. Question. Did I get everybody? Take it. So can I answer your question? Do you take care of your brother or my sister? And you give them a hand when they need a hand? All right, I have some pictures. I want to ask you this. What does it look like is happening in this picture? Yes. And what are they doing, though, while they're climbing? They're helping each other. And what are they helping each other to do, right? To climb over that mountain. Look at this one. I love pictures. Yes. Your book is there. They're helping each other read. Your book is there. I want more. Look at that. Okay, wait, I got one more. Sort of similar. Here's what I like so much. It's two pictures in one. That's what I like so much about it. What's happening in it? And they're playing. They're helping one another play. And there's more beauty in that. So when we help each other, we really make one another feel good. When someone helps you, do you feel good? It makes you happy. Do you say thank you? What kinds of things do you do when someone really makes you feel good when you help someone? Just give me two more things. Say play again. When you help someone, when you be with someone, but when you help somebody, how does it make you feel? It makes you feel happy, doesn't it? All right. Going to talk today, Pastor Medvas is going to be talking to all of us about what it means to help each other. So I want to close my eyes. Am I going to pick a day? And he's going to have something in my basket that I'm going to leave with your Sunday school teachers. Okay, you ready? Okay, close your eyes. Look in the basket yet. Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We ask you that you remind us a little bit every day to help each other. To remind each other that we really get love one another. Don't let us forget. Please have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday school class. Amen.
Bye, everybody. All right. Okay. Have butterflies for here, buddy. And I'm going to give them right over here. And you know what I want you to do to your butterfly? And then you're in Sunday school, ask your teachers if you can write the name of your brother, your sister, or the best friend. And you give it to them this week and let them know that they may care about them. Okay? Amen.
Amen, guys. Thank you.
Children are dismissed now to their class.
This morning's Old Testament lesson, found in the Ministry of Cain and Abel, can be found in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Now the man knew his wife's Eve, and I conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Now next was for his brother Abel, Cain, ground. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a tiller of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of his fruit of ground. And Abel for his part brought the firstlings of the Lord their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. And his countenance. So Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Why? The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? Sin is lurking at the door. If you do not die well, so you lurking at the door, its desire is for you, but you must master it. His brother Abel. Cain said to his brother Abel, let us go out of the field, out to the field. Up against his brother. When they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Where is Abel? The Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? Now, listen, your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And you are curved from the ground. Receive your brother's blood, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. The ground. It will no longer yield. When you till the ground, it will be no longer to yield to you its strength. You will be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. The Lord, my punishment. And Cain said to the Lord, my today punishment is greater than I must bear. I shall Today you have driven me away from the soil, and I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive, meet a wanderer on the earth, and anyone who meets me may kill not. Then the Lord said to him, "Suffer not so. Whoever kills Cain will suffer a seven mark of vengeance." The name of the Lord put a mark on Cain, that no one who came upon him would kill him. And the New Testament lesson, First John, verse 13, or chapter 4, rather, verses 7 through 13. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves, who is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. God's love for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live with him. In this love, not that we love God, but when he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. But since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. If we love one another, no one has ever seen God. If I love one another, God lives in us, and by his love is perfected in us. We abide in him, he and us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us this spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
As most of you know, I don't like to repeat a lot of things that remind people where I came from and the context I grew up in. I grew up in a context in the Middle East where war and fight is a part of our daily life. If you grow up in the Middle East, there are two things you can be out of war and talk about you, regardless of how much peaceful and tolerant you are. Be politics and religion. We talk all the time about these things. We are divided between three religions, and even different ethnicity. When the conflict happens, then everybody pull the card and start to say why we are fighter. The difference. Everybody will highlight the differences. And the reason of hate and fight. Now, because I grew up in this area, I can't stop thinking about, is there any options, is there any unlawful ways we could deal and use our conflicts and not killing each other, well, not really on the blood spilled on our the most difficult question is about how, for me as a Christian, how should I be in a context like this? When war is everywhere, when hate and division all over, in even in every conversation, what do we do as a follower of Jesus Christ? When we realize we are pulled in two different directions, it's not any more easy. It's black and white, it's bad, they're good, and we can easily find out which direction we can go. What do we do when things are really confusing? And things are very close to our heart, our mind. One struggle was a big story, and I think it's a missing. Can also next struggle. You cannot name the main reason why two brothers could reach a moment for one of them to kill them. I can understand when it's easy, it's a conflict between the East and the West, between people of different color and different religions, and this can give us some answers to why we can do such things like this. But it's to what was Cain and Abel. It's a kind of differences. They belong to the same parents. They belong to the same tradition. They worship God in whatever way they believed in the early time, all is the same. There is a lot of homogeneity here between this family and these two brothers. What happened? The story of Cain and Abel is one of the harshest biblical passages that we like become hard to avoid. It's hard to hear. It's hard to understand. And even it's hard to share some harsh story like this with our children and tell them what really happened. But I believe that everything was written in the Bible for a reason, to teach us and to challenge us. When I was a child in a Sunday school in a church in Egypt, I learned that God loved Abel more because he offered up the best of his animal. For he did not like Cain because his offering came from his field. After a child's hair was good, it wasn't enough for a child. It was good to know, like, there is an answer for everything. It was an answer satisfied to my why as a child. But as I grew up and I found it hard to take a simple answer to a very complicated life. To a very complicated reason where there are many tribes coming together. When we read this part carefully, we can see the tension between many things that are close. Even among people, they are that close. But they are really brothers, not just by the spiritual meaning, literally, by flesh. They grow up under God's same roof of the same house. The same sibling from the same parents. The same mother and the same father. What was really the reason? What really happened between these two people? So when we read this carefully, we can see the tension between men and the things, between the older, the young, between the farmer and the shepherd, between different members of the same family, of the same culture. Of same religion, of the same area geographically. Can teach us the story today can teach us many things, and even when we cannot get all the answers. The story, if we compare what happened this Adam and Eve with what happened between this God and Adam and Eve, the story was the beginning in chapter 4. Just go to the beginning of chapter 2 to see how much similar God is trying to do something with us. We will find out that there was similarity in the concept about what we do in a crisis. We go wrong. And what God does when we go the wrong way. Is it over? Is there any way we turn around? What do we do when bad things happen? What do we do when bad things happen? Here's what we've done. We are trying to do not in all the time, but only Cain, not only Abel. Maybe the whole human race. Try to run first to find excuses. Has nothing to talk about another issue, has nothing to do with the real problem. Avoid conversation because it sounds like confrontation. And we do want to look weak, escaping as long as we can. Run, very run, again. And maybe everybody will forget. Let's see what God does. But let's see what God does when we do like this. What God did was Edward and Cain, but God. Both created by God. And I love the Hebrew translation and the English translation about how Eve mentioned his first word was actually were given to her by the help of God. And so the birth wasn't just given for and granted. Every woman who gave a birth for a child. So she was aware he was a gift of God. The word that Eve used meant, I got my first child with help from my Creator, God. The working together with God and not taking anything for granted. People were farmers. They both, Cain and Abel, and Eve farmers. Adam and Eve were given, Adam and Eve were given the freedom to choose. And also Cain had the freedom to choose, and God warned him. When he saw his anger, I see when he told him, be careful, I see the sin standing outside your door, waiting for you. Be careful, son. I see your thoughts is developing anger, taking really more violent version of what's really going in your mind. Again. And here's what we see again. They both took the wrong way. Adam and Cain. But God approached them with the question, where are you? And for Cain, where is the brother? I also wonder why we pretend, but sometimes we are not smart people. Sometimes I think we are smart. But sometimes we are trying to pretend, sometimes because we need to be smart. As the question here is not really asking about, I don't know where is your brother, I don't know where you are, but I'm thinking for something else, I'm helping you to bring you to the conversation. They both almost bowed to God about that question, always asked the same way. Adam said, I'm not my brother. And Cain said, this is not a keeper to my brother. This is not my business. They both avoid facing the truth. Both were named by God. They learned, and the sin they learned from this bad experience. God told them there is a punishment for this sin. The earth was cursed twice when they tried to avoid and run away. God tried to open the conversation with us every day as he did with these two people. To help them so they can speak their mind. God said, where are you? And they understood the question in a very narrow mind. They forgot who God is and what he's capable of. This family ended by God's protection with Adam by providing the clothes when they were naked. And gave the marking to the mark for to be taken to let him know he will be protected. We can see God's guidance. From this story, we can see God's meekness, service for you and me. Forgiveness that we receive when we face the truth and ourselves. to be honest with ourselves, protect others. And God protection, we can feel only God's protections when we understand from the law and even being far away from receiving God help. God's protection is something we can learn today when we can come close to Him. The message we can hear from Genesis is that God is always looking for us and honest and hoping for an honest dialogue with us that reflects love and respect in every relationship. For us, remember, when God searched for us, He's not a detective. God is not interested in what you say, what you will give Him, to how much knowledge, how much you will give Him. He's interested in us, for us to make, if not digging for us to make us our life more difficult, and give us more troubles above the trouble that we have as a human being, and when we created among each other. God, I'm your God. I'm not searching for your troubles. I'm searching for you. The conflict between Cain and Abel is the model that God is teaching us, which we should avoid. And we should avoid that tension, anger and hate and separation and lead us to finishing another life, which can even spiritually killing somebody else. Good news. But it's the good news in Genesis, not in the New Testament. In the same book in Genesis, the good news, there is actually another way to deal with our conflict, with our differences, with our stress. Between Esau. Do you remember the story between Esau and Jacob? Two brothers. It's a story of conflict between two of the brothers. What's the end of the story? And negotiation and peace. Somehow, and have to find a way to turn around, just to talk as a brothers. The story of Joseph and other Jacob's brother who did very terrible things to him, has when he became the second man of Egypt and has the whole power to punish them and to revenge. And what he did from he saved them from the starvation. He saved the father and the other siblings who were really a source of very bad memory. And Joseph and his brother, and we also Esau and Jacob. There is a way if we can find peace. And this is through a chain of conflict. And this is the mission of our church today. I mean, is to be a place of Adam and Eve. They both experienced to be a broken heart because they lost their youngest son. And I feel very bad for this family. I feel very bad for this family. Angry because they cannot even get angry. At the other one, like they cannot even being acting with the rest of the college for when you seek revenge, not hoping for some peace. They cannot even consider revenge and as the kill them because the other, the killer, murderer, is the son. Not even revenge, they cannot even seeking revenge because the murderer is their own son too. And deep down in their heart. We have love for both. And that's what it means to be a parent, children, and to love even when our children behave in a very bad way, like this, or in a way we will never like them to see doing such a thing like that. If the mission of the church today, can you forgot everything I said? Please, if you can't remember anything I said, please remember this one. The mission of the church today is believes deeply in a crux message. One eye to cry was like an eye on the last one, like Abe to the other one, and search was the other one for the positive. And we, the one on the road for the one who didn't know what could happen or what happened to them. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith together and the mission of this church. Please stand.
called together by the Holy Spirit as a Provident Presbyterian Church to be a welcoming and inclusive community of faith, a work committed to Jesus Christ and the Word of God as proclaimed in the Bible. Through worship, education, and fellowship, we strive to use our varied gifts and resources to share God's message of love, while enriching the spiritual growth of each individual and serving the needs of our diverse community and the world.
God. And now it's time in our service that we give glory to God with our gifts and offerings.
God, Almighty and merciful God, from whom comes all that is good, we praise you for your mercies, your goodness that has created us, your grace that has sustained us, your discipline that has corrected us, your patience that has reborn with us, and your love that has redeemed us. Help us to love you and to be thankful for all your gifts, by serving you and delighting to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
سلام الله يقوس قلوبكم وافكاركم في المسيح فقبل نعمة. With peace and the peace of God, God surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.